In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it that you want an apology or you want the Guardians to get an apology?
I feel people were mistreating them.
You know, the season isn't over yet.
Lots
I don't think you need to apologize to any professional sports franchise at all.
I think they're the
Why
one
do you
have
need to apologize?
Well, I think they're different.
Why?
We have collected apologies, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thanks to the Coming In Hotline.
All right, let's hear this.
Anthony Lima. Apologies. The Gardos are gonna be in the World Series. In the sun, in the sun, we'll be champions. We'll be champions.
How is he not doing a grunge cover band in Northeast Ohio?
Probably is.
Come on.
He probably is.
He probably is. He didn't say he wasn't.
That was one of the best. Here's another one. We've got one more for you.
I believe I just listened to Lima just absolutely murder Ken on the radio.
Oh, my God.
He's just trying to keep the main thing the main thing, but Ken was just, Gardos are so bad. And then Lima just cooked that fraud.
I never
said that. Love to see it.
Take your cooking.
I never said they were bad. When did I say they were bad? I never said it. I'm not going to get worked into a shoot.
So
I never said it.
I understand, Kenny, that you say, well, teams, they are worth this much money. They don't need apologies from anybody.
They don't need any apologies.
In general, I would agree with you, except they are mistreated.
No, they're not.
More than any other team in the country.
No, they're not. How are they mistreated more than any other team in the country?
Because
Gardens are so bad.
This is a team that everybody outside of Cleveland tells you is wonderfully put together. They are wonderfully managed this year, but from a front office perspective, the way that they, on a shoestring budget, which that's part of the reason that people want to go after them, but that's not the organization's fault. That has nothing to do with those players either. That they are heavily criticized when they were the best record in baseball.
But that's just part of
where is that happening in sports around the country?
Anthony.
Where else? What other teams can have the best record in their sport and get crushed the way that they were?
All right, can I say something now? You and I have to be responsible for our comments. They don't have to be responsible for their comments. They're a professional sports franchise. You act like they live in a tenement house at the turn of the century. They're a professional baseball team. They perk it together on a shoestring budget. You're like my dad giving a eulogy at my grandfather's funeral. Oh, we had to eat a lot of ham salad sandwiches back in the day. What the hell is that?
But I'm not talking about...
They're a pro sports team.
I'm not talking about ownership. Your comments
they have enough money to spend on Congress runs, don't they? Cat got your tongue there?
I'm not talking about...
I know that's not the team's team. That's
not
the
talking
team's
about the organization,
which is
world class, which gets poached every other year from other teams in baseball because they do such a great job. But when I hear the fans in this town, as if having the best record in your sport 3/4 of the way through the year, which is when I went on that original rant that people still bring up, it's like, yeah, that's tough to do. They should deserve some credit.
Question. Would the brothers' campaign be the fourth or fifth highest paid Guardian?
It might be higher than that.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
Reckless speculation.
stone silence from the gallery. They don't need to, and I love the Guardians. They don't need to apologize, but they don't need to apologize to
them. Do you think they get the credit
from people who know the game? Absolutely.
But people here in Northeast Ohio, I could not believe how down people were on that team.
Buster Olney would drink their bathwater right now. I mean, they are by people who know baseball. Buster Olney knows a hell of a lot more about baseball than I do.
That's a great point. Why is it that the people that know baseball, like you just said, your words, why is it that those people are enamored with this baseball team, but sometimes people around here are not?
Because a guy like this, and let me give proper respect. I know I just took a pot shot for fans' sake here. Let me tell you what this is. Buster Olney goes all around Major League Baseball. And in this area, you got two teams that are night and day from one another. I mean, you look at the Browns and Steelers over the last 20 years. They've been night and day in a lot of ways, right? You look at the Guardians and Pirates, it is night and day. Except in their sport, there is no salary cap. So what the Guardians do is they throw what money they have into their scouting and into their coaching and into everything that they have in their farm system, and they brought up some fine players. And what they're hoping to do, it's an easy thing to say, is what everybody already knows, is that have a young, inexpensive baseball team that can give you the best shot to win and maybe get you over the hump or put you in a position where you can make investments and not lose out on all those things. The Pirates basically just open up the gates, dust off the seats. All that stadium really is a state park. They drafted Paul Skeens. Are they going to keep Paul Skeens? Do you think that the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to give Paul Skeens the $300, $400 million contract that he will?
$300.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's cheap. The $400 million contract that he'll probably command. Now, we won't be able to give Travis Bezzana, if he works out, $400 million. I understand that. But the Guardians have invested more in their scouting. They've invested more in people that know these things. And I give them credit. But Buster Olney sees these things. He sees teams like the White Sox, who the only thing that they have going for them is in Chicago. And that's it. I mean, that's all they have. If they were another team, they'd be threatening to move all over the place. The stadium is not a great stadium from what we hear. They are in a major market. They're a hapless organization that has fallen over their feet. And I think a guy like Buster Olney, I'm just using him as an example here. There's probably plenty of other guys. But you got good baseball men who look at them and go, how'd you look into a World Series less than 20 years ago? How did you do that? And so I think that upsets them. Like, look at a team like Kansas City. Their new owner is trying to do it the right way. Invest in Bobby Witt Jr. Let's invest in some of our scouting. Let's invest in our farm system. Put some guys around this guy, and let's see what we can do with this guy. That's the right way to do baseball if you're not in New York or Los Angeles. As a person who observes sports, I certainly respect what the Guardians are doing. Me, personally, I respect what the Guardians are doing. But if I'm Kenny in Streetsboro, and I'm just a fan, me talking to Kenny in Streetsboro, if he called in, would say, hey, man, like, yeah, they try to do their best in a lot of ways. Yeah, but the owner's cheap. Okay, well, I can't say anything to that. That's all that guy cares about.
It just always seemed to me.
No apologies.
It just always seemed to me that they're held to such a different standard. I know we brought that up. That's not groundbreaking viewpoints. We understand, like, if the Browns, three-fourths of the way through the year, had the number one seed in the AFC, it's just going to be treated differently. I understand that. I'm not blind to how important football is in this town, but it wouldn't even matter if it looked like it was flimsy. Like, if it looked like they were hanging out. Like, come on, Joe Flacco. As much fun as me and you had with the Joe Flacco run, did either of us really, in the back of our minds, think Super Bowl with Joe Flacco? If we're being honest.
I didn't think so, no.
I was like, man, this is a once-in-a-lifetime run for Flacco. But holy cow, like, we'll have fun with it. You couldn't ever hear me. You never once heard me during that time talk Super Bowl. But the Guardians this year, it's wide open. There are no other good teams. Great teams, I should say. No other movable forces right now. And that's also the format of baseball. But yet, no one seems to be talking World Series with this team. Why is that?
Well, because I think that they look at only their own team and they don't realize that there's no juggernauts out there right now. There's no 100 plus. I don't think there's going to be a 100-game winner this year.
There's not.
There's no 100-plus winner out there.
I mean, they have the best record in baseball or close to it, and they're not going to get there.
I think the Astros are kind of like a boogeyman. I think the Astros are kind of like that to me. But I think that not a lot of people realize just how competitive they are. Like, they hear best record in the American League. Yeah, but then Aaron Judge plays for the Yankees, or the Astros are the Astros, which is a terrible phrase because that shows I don't know much about the Astros.
When we played the Yankees,
other than the record and the big headlines, that's it.
When we played the Yankees and we won that first game of the series the way we did.
Yeah. I was excited. I said they saved their season
that
day. But
you saw the headlines in New York. They were burying the Yankees.
Yes, they were.
These other teams are all being buried by their fan bases too. It goes to show you that this thing is totally wide open. Nobody seems to believe in their teams either in the other cities. Why can't this team? Why can't this Guardians team, especially with their rotation?
There's no reason to say no.
Certainly coming around.
There's no reason to say
no.
I'm worried about Alex Cobb's fingers.
We got Lane Thomas.
And we have Lane Thomas coming around here. No, there's no reason to say no. But they're playing right there in the meaty middle. And I still think, even though it's September 12th, I think some people are still figuring out how to take them. Because, like, everybody trusts Jose Ramirez. He's the face of Cleveland sports. But do you trust the bullpen? It's a bullpen. How many people trust their bullpen? You trust Emmanuel Clase?
Gattis just went three straight days.
That's two. But you don't trust your. Nobody trusts their bullpen. Nobody does. And I could give you Hunter Gaddis and how well he's done this year in a bullpen.
I trust a lot of my bullpen.
I don't think you're a baseball fan. I don't think general fans are ever going to trust their bullpen.
I don't care about them right now. Okay, we're down to nut-cutting time for the Guardians.
And I would agree with you. I give proper respect to their bullpen. I'm just talking in generalities here. You wanted the answer. I'm giving you an answer about how the general fan thinks. They are worked up over all the stuff that's going on with the Browns right now. And with the Guardians, it's tough that the default is, well, the Dolans. But that's the default because that's the sport. But us digging a little bit deeper, I'm like, yeah, I give them respect. I respect what they do. I respect what Antonetti and Chernoff have done. I respect that Paul Dolan has been a good steward for the city and has done good things for charity. I didn't take pot shots at him when someone took the still shot of him laughing with Rick Manning and Matt Underwood. I go, this was a charity drive. I know they're down 2-0. What do you think they're going to do? Sit there and give you sad faces when they're trying to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for charity? I thought that was a nasty, cheap shot. And here I was talking about his brother running for Congress, for crying out loud, or Senate. But I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, I give them their proper respect. But no regular fan should apologize to them. They're a professional sports franchise. There's other people you can apologize to. 216-474-0092.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.